Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Some months the numbers, they just don't make sense. I've been there with you myself, but I promise you, there is a way to win with your budget, even when the numbers don't make sense.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
Okay, let's be real. Budgeting and managing your money is hard enough when you have a steady paycheck each month and a laundry list of goals that you want to achieve, but you know how much money is coming in. But just like you, I've had so many months as an entrepreneur when I'm not so flushed or the numbers just don't add up. And so I've learned a few tricks along the way that I want to share with you. So let's dive in. I hate this question. What do you want to be when you grow up? I was asked that question so many times, just like you probably were. And I don't really know why I hate that question, except the older I've gotten, the more I've realized that I don't know still if I know exactly what I want to be when I grow up, which sounds strange because I'm obviously more grown up now than I was then. But when I used to get asked that question when I was young, I wanted to be in the entertainment industry, whether it was an actress or a producer or a director, something in the entertainment industry. And honestly, look, if you live in Los Angeles at some point in your life, you probably get hit with the bug because it happens to all of us. So I started my career actually when I was 19 in college at Indiana University. And I started at the time it was the first National Student Film Festival. You've probably heard me share this story all the time. I called it Hometown Cinema, and I had no idea what I was doing. I was suddenly sitting in front of an attorney and forming a nonprofit organization, and I just didn't understand. And it's probably a good thing that I didn't really understand what I was doing because I was completely fearless and I just decided to go for it. I had this crazy idea, this crazy vision. Social media wasn't really around, so I didn't have to worry about comparing myself to anybody else, which honestly, that is such an amazing freedom to not have that comparison. I mean, it always exists, but I think I'm this competitive person. And so it's in my nature to compare. And I've really had to learn the lesson of just comparing to myself, because this is my journey. This is my story and not anybody else's, but it's hard, right? It's so super hard. So through this process of starting this nonprofit that I ran for 5 years, I learned a lot about money that I didn't know I was really learning. So I learned how to take a small amount of money and stretch it really thin. And our first year of doing the film festival, I think we only raised about $50,000 or $60,000, which sounds like a lot of money, but there were a lot of components that went into it. I had to fly people from Los Angeles out. I had to get venues and programs and you name it. There were all sorts of things that we had to do with that money, let alone a salary for myself. And so that money was stretched really thin, like paper, paper thin. And then I also learned the importance of managing my expenses, because every year the expenses varied all over the place depending on what we wanted to do. And of course, every year I wanted to make the festival bigger than the previous year. And so that meant bigger venues, bigger promotions, bigger marketing. Crazy. We went on this whole college tour, myself and somebody who worked with me, and we went to all these different colleges to recruit students to submit their videos. And then we gave away prizes and the guests got bigger. So then those expenses got bigger. Everything just got bigger. But I learned from that experience that managing where the money was going was really the key, and that I could be really resourceful and creative with how I was utilizing the money. And I didn't really realize that was a skill that I was honing. But now, of course, all these years later, after working with tons of clients over the last 12 years as a certified financial planner, it's like this light bulb moment that goes off in my head where I'm like, aha, that's so powerful, because I worked with so many different people with all different salaries. And really, if I was going to boil it down for you, it's that we don't know where our money is going. So if we don't know where our money is going, how can we ever make changes? How can we ever achieve the goals? And it sounds so simplistic, but it actually is that simplistic that we make it hard. So we're making something very simple that could radically change our lives so difficult. And over the years of doing this podcast, again, I've had these like epiphany moments where if I could just somehow communicate that simple message and yet the power in that message to you, and I try and do it in lots of different ways. This is certainly one of those podcasts where I'm trying to do that to you. But if you could have that light bulb moment yourself, you would realize how quickly you could change things in your own finances without having to earn any more money. I know that sounds like a big lofty goal, but I promise you that it is possible. I also learned how to see between the lines. Again, I didn't realize this was a skill that I was honing, but I'm really good at taking a puzzle apart and then putting it back together, which is probably why I like personal finance, because it's all these little pieces of the pie. And if you can learn how to deconstruct your own puzzle, meaning your own finances, how you're doing things, where your money's going, how you're thinking about your money, if you can deconstruct almost everything and then spend some time and put it back together, you can usually put it back together in a much more efficient way. And that's something that I learned, and I didn't realize it was a skill to be able to see the cracks and crevices and then figure out how to fill them up. And honestly, I also learned why emergency savings was so critical under every circumstance. There were times when I was running the film festival where we had a lot of cash, but I had to utilize that cash really fast, and there were still bills coming in. And had I not set aside a certain amount of money every year, it would have been tough. There would have been bills I wouldn't have been able to pay. I wouldn't have been able to pay myself and the other people working for me. And I didn't realize that was called an emergency savings, as ridiculous as that was at 20 or 21. But through the years, as an entrepreneur, because I've been one my entire career, that hunk of savings that you can set aside is absolutely your life vest. And don't underestimate putting as much money as you can into your emergency savings. Now, of course, you can be in crazy excess. So I've seen people where they will put so much money in their emergency fund that they're panicked to invest money. They're panicked to do anything else with their money. And that's not where I want you. That's not the right healthy mindset. You should, and we'll talk a little bit later about this, but you should figure out what is that goal for your emergency savings, hit that goal, and then do your other stuff with your money. And when that emergency savings starts getting depleted, that's when you can go, okay, wait a minute, let me reroute some of the money into the emergency savings. But it's so incredibly important. And after running the film festival for 5 years, I didn't know what to do with this crazy bag of tricks that I had. And I saw my friends, so many of my friends, friends who I got an MBA with, struggling each month with their finances. And you ask probably anyone on virtually every salary, there's an element of living paycheck to paycheck, because even if you're making a lot of money, if you didn't have that paycheck, how long would you be able to keep up your style of living? What if I took away 2 or 3 or 4 of those paychecks? What happens then? So don't get in the mindset that even if you're making a lot of money, and let's say you have a few thousand dollars left every month, that everything's great and wonderful, and then that you don't need to think about your money in a different way, or that you don't need to be proactive with your money, because that's not true. Think about, if I took away your paycheck, what would things look like for you? And not that that's a scare tactic, or not that I want to stress you out or anything like that. I just want you to think about your money in a different way, and think about how you can maybe utilize it a little bit better. So my friends, they would have, again, a lot of money 1 month, but then the next, maybe they wouldn't be paid for a freelance gig, or they'd lose a contract, or a promotion wouldn't come in, and then they would be so super stressed, and the stress would manifest in their body, and they would get sick, or it would start to interfere with their relationships. And it was like this domino effect. And you may have seen this in your own life, where there's just a domino, something doesn't go right, especially if your income is inconsistent, or it varies from season or month to month. There are times when you're happy and times when you're sad, and it usually revolves some way, shape, or form around money. And I only can say this because I speak from complete personal experience around this. And I didn't really realize that in my 20s. I didn't really understand what was happening. I certainly didn't understand the mindset piece. Nobody talked to me about how powerful your mind is, and how, I hate to use the word manifest, but I'm going to use it. So just let me off the hook here. But I have in the last few years said, okay, there must be something to this manifesting thing that everybody's talking about. Let me try it. And I swear to you, it works, but it doesn't just work because you think, okay, I'm going to manifest a new house, or I'm going to manifest a new job. That's one piece of the puzzle. But the other piece is that you psychologically believe that something good is going to happen. And because you're bringing in all of that positivity into your body, then when you go approach your money or your budgeting or some other facet of your finances, you're coming at it with this positive, yes, this is going to happen mentality. And it doesn't change everything overnight. It doesn't suddenly make the numbers morph into something different. But what it does is it changes you from the inside. And when you're changed from the inside, then you can start changing on the outside. I hope that makes sense. I hope that resonates with you. And I've had so many times myself shifting from entrepreneurial career number one to career number two, and now to career number three, as I'm calling it. When I was getting my certified financial planner designation, I never thought, hey, let's make a media company out of all this and see what I can do with this. And let's create a podcast and books and resources. I probably wanted to do those sorts of things. I just never thought that was really possible. But here I am. So stranger things have happened. But to me, there are two parts to master your budget and your finances when you have uneven income. So the first part is the setup. Can you get everything in motion ahead of time so that you can proactively be okay when you're in the midst of, wow, the numbers just aren't making sense? So here are some things that I've learned that I really want to share with you. Most importantly is getting a monthly money system in place. And this doesn't have to be anything crazy or outlandish. It can be as simple as, okay, I'm going to calendar each week, a certain day, a certain time where I'm going to spend 15 to 30 minutes inside my money. That's it. It doesn't even have to be that long. But what you're doing is you're setting goals, you're tracking your goals, you're looking at where you spent your money the week previous, you're looking at what is coming ahead, and you're also setting a good mantra or mindset or manifest, or I don't care what you want to call it, something positive that you're reaffirming to yourself, because life is full of unexpected things that come at you when you least expect it. I guess that's what we mean by unexpected, right? And I am an expert at that. Certainly in the last 10 years, more things have come at me. And I've had moments where I'm like, okay, I'm good. I'm good. No more. I can't handle anymore. But they come at you. And so it's really where I've learned in these weekly sessions where I'm inside my money, I gotta also have that moment of positivity. Even if I'm looking at everything and I'm thinking, crap, this does not look very good for the upcoming week or month, I have to find something positive. Otherwise, I'm going to fall off and I'm not going to stay motivated with my goals. I'm not going to stay motivated with all the things that I need to do in order to be successful with my finances. So hopefully that makes sense. Another thing is there is no getting around. You must know your numbers, all of them, inside and out. And I hated doing this. I hated this until I really saw the power. And it wasn't until I saw the power in other people's situations when I was working with them. And I went, wait a minute, this is ridiculous. I'm saying the same thing over and over and over and over again to people, no matter how much money they have. And it's working for them. So let me try it for me. Because it should work for me too, but it's critical to your success with uneven numbers. It's so important. You have to know where every cent of your money is going. And you don't have to be crazy with this, but you have to have the knowledge, because it's with the knowledge that you can make changes and you can really be proactive in those moments where the money doesn't make sense. And another thing along the lines of knowing your numbers is know something I like to call your baseline. What is your bottom line number? What does it take to run the business of you without all the frills? What is your sink or swim number? What is the number that you need to have every single month just to fund the stuff that you have got to take care of? You could get rid of the frills, you could get rid of going to concerts. Not that I want you to do that, but understanding what that baseline number is really helps you when you're in this uneven income situation. And think of your money like a puzzle, like I was talking about earlier. If you took it apart and put it together again, what would you change? If you were looking in on your finances and you were not you, you were somebody else looking in on your situation, what advice might that person give you? Or what might they tell you about your finances? That'll give you a clue of where to start. And emergency fund, as I talked about earlier, please do me a favor, put it in a high yield savings account, Marcus, Ally Bank, Synchrony, one of those that is earning interest above 0.5%, please, please, please. Because any extra money you can earn, especially when your income is inconsistent, is going to be a good thing for you. But figure out how much it would take you to fund 3 to 6 months worth of your expenses. So to give you an idea, I save 4 months. That's how much we always have saved. And when it gets depleted, I just add more to it. A little here, a little there, it all adds up. So it's all about just being proactive. That's the pre, that's the setup. But before we go into part two, let's tackle and ask Shauna a question from Lauren. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. "Talkin' Money" under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. Okay, you know what's not smart? Job sites that overwhelm you with tons of the wrong resumes. But you know what is smart? ZipRecruiter.com/mymoney. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't wait for candidates to find you. ZipRecruiter finds them for you. Its powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes, identifies people with the right skills, education, and experience for your job, and actively invites them to apply. So you get qualified candidates fast. No more sorting through the wrong resumes. No more waiting for the right candidates to apply. It's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. This rating comes from hiring sites on Trustpilot with over 1,000 reviews. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/mymoney. That's ZipRecruiter.com/mymoney. M-Y-M-O-N-E-Y. ZipRecruiter.com/mymoney. ZipRecruiter, it's just the smartest way to hire. So Lauren asks, "Hi, Shauna. I've been listening to your podcast and really appreciate all the good advice. I'm hoping to get my budget really sorted out, but I'm struggling. I've always been good about living in my means, and currently I have no debt. The thing is, I'm a whitewater rafting guide, so I work seasonally, and my pay and expenses vary wildly month to month. I've loved all the budget advice I've heard from you so far, but most of it seems to be based on a reliable monthly income. Any tips for a more unique budget would be greatly appreciated. Thank you." That is a great question, Lauren, and of course it fits right in with this episode. But first, I want you to be my guide. So I so want to try whitewater rafting, but I am so afraid of the water, of the waves, but I know I got to try it. So you have to promise that you'll be my guide. So the tricky part about working seasonally is, much like a teacher, you get paid only for certain months out of the year, and then you've got to work with what you have and really, really stretch it. And, you know, tracking your expenses is so super duper key. And of course, you probably already know that. But unfortunately, there are only two ways to better a budget. There's just no way to get around this. You either have to save more or spend less, sort of the same thing, or earn more money. And Think about if there's anything in your spending that you can do better. Can you negotiate any bills, like a cell phone bill, a cable bill, an internet bill? Are you on the plan that makes sense for you? Are you overpaying for any of those things? Remember, all of those types of services constantly are coming out with new plans. And so the newer plans tend to be less expensive, and they're never going to proactively put you on a lower price plan. You have to proactively ask for this. That's why I do this twice a year. Make a list of all of these things that you could negotiate, and then think outside of the box. Can you get a side hustle in the off season or freelance? Is there some other talent that you have that we can really maximize in the off season? And then you can use that income to help fund this gap. You know, how can you supplement what you already have? Also, I take a look at what is your biggest spending culprit each month. We all have one. So don't even try to tell me that you don't have one, because we all have one. And can you set a goal around that? So for most of us, it's eating out. Most of us spend way more than we are consciously aware of eating out. And when you go through and you add up all of your expenses that you spent eating out, I guarantee you might have a moment of like, wow, I did not realize that it was humanly possible to spend that much money eating out. That's how crazy it is, because in our brain, we think that we're spending a certain amount of money, but then when we look at it, we look at everything. We add up the coffees and the lunches and the happy hours and the dinners. Usually it's way over what we thought, but not for everybody. But for most of us, there's one category. Maybe it's working out for you. Maybe it's going to the movies, buying concert tickets. I don't know what it is, but we all have this culprit. So find out what yours is. I don't know what your living situation is, but can you get a roommate, even temporarily, to boost your emergency savings? And then in the off season, when you're not working, give yourself permission to cut back on goals like retirement savings or things like that, where you might be putting money toward that when you're working, but in the off season, you may have to pull back from some of those things so that you can even flow your money better. And I hate to always talk about saving money, because you've got to live. What I found key, though, is to find ways to do what I love, but do them within reason, of course, for less. So that is negotiating. That's looking at Groupon deals, using credit card points. Oh my gosh, if you have a rewards credit card and you have points, turn those into something of value for you. They're worth money in your pocket for all sorts of things. So hopefully some of those tips have helped you, and I'm seriously going to take you up on that whitewater rafting. So I hope that gave you some ideas. Let's get back to part two of budgeting when the numbers don't make sense. Now that you find yourself smack dab in the place where the numbers don't make sense, this is really where the tough spot is. And again, I've been there so many times myself, and I can tell you almost everyone that I have had as a client over the last 12 years has been there too, regardless of their income. So just know that you're not alone. One thing I really had to learn was to get past the "I deserve it" syndrome in my life. So as an entrepreneur, I knew that income was going to go up and go down. So I work on not overindulging, but building in small rewards each week so I don't feel deprived and I don't feel like I need to overspend. And I chose the life as an entrepreneur. So I chose the erratic paychecks, the ups and downs, and I love it. Of course, I hate it at times too, if I'm going to be honest. There are times when I feel like everybody owes me money and nobody is paying me. But for the majority of the time, I love it. It feels like it's just part of my DNA, and I don't think I could be any other way, even though there are so many times I have wished, like, oh, can't I just be regular? Can't I just have the 9-to-5 job and the paycheck and the raise and the bonus? But it's just not me. So I learned to embrace it. But getting past the "I deserve it" syndrome was a big thing, because I couldn't spend maybe the way somebody else spent. I had to really think about my spending in a different way. So now it's about action with your budget. And sometimes it's also a time for tough choices. And none of us like to do this, but it's the reality of the situation. Can you use your emergency fund to help even flow your budget? So I know the emergency fund is supposed to be there for emergencies, but If you're in a situation where the numbers are not making sense, I'm going to call that an emergency. And I think that's time you could dip into your emergency funds. Do you have a Roth IRA? Remember, you can withdraw your funds tax and penalty free at any time. Sure, you're going to risk your retirement contribution, but it's an option. Remember, you can only withdraw what you contributed, not any of the growth in that policy. Can you get a low interest loan? I know these are not great options, but can you get a low interest loan from a parent or a friend, or maybe some place like LendingTree or SoFi? There are so many of them out there. Yes, they're going to charge you interest. I'm fully aware of that. It's not a great option, but sometimes you're left with not great options. So you're trying to choose the best of the not great options. What about a 0% offer on a credit card you might have? Maybe you might need to use that for a month just to bridge the gap for you. Again, not a great option because you obviously have to pay back that money, but it's an option. And if you can get it at 0%, that is better than a higher interest option. There's so many different side hustles, things like, can you rent out a room on Airbnb or just a side hustle to bridge the gap? There's just so many ways that you can earn money with side hustles doing what you love these days. It's all about, can you find something that you can reasonably do either in the off season or on those months where there's not enough income where you can really bridge the gap? And there are things that I have done in my past. I've written courses for different companies. I've done all sorts of things in months where the income was going to be low to bridge the gap, but it was all things based around my talent and what I already like to do. So I set a consistent amount each month that goes into my emergency fund so I can access that cash when I need it. And then any month where I have more money, I keep throwing money into my emergency fund, because your emergency fund, when you have inconsistent income, it is going to be your best friend and it is going to save you so many times. But at the end of the day, I wish I had a way to sugarcoat for you, but I don't. You have to know where your money is going. When you know where your money is going, you can spot trends. And those trends are key because they're telling you something. And then you can set goals for your spending around those trends. Or maybe you say, you know what, I love to spend X amount of dollars working out, and I'm not going to change that. So maybe there's something else I'm going to change in my finances. There aren't any magic tricks here. If I've learned anything over many, 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 many years as an entrepreneur, it's that there's no shortcut. There's no trick. It's just a consistency week after week, month after month, being on top of where my money is going and also having a positive attitude around it and not defeating myself. That's so critically important. So find out what you need. Find out what your baseline number is. Figure out how you can better allocate your spending. Find ways to supplement your income, even just for a short period of time, to build up your emergency fund. Nothing's forever. Remember that, of course. And then live as close to that baseline number each month as you can, but give yourself some freedom to live it up occasionally. Build in those small rewards. When I build those in each week, I don't have an inclination to go out and splurge because I feel like I'm taken care of. But I also do things smartly. I shop smartly. I always buy stuff on sale. I'm signing up for every email online site that I buy something from. Every 10% I'm saving, every bit that I'm saving. For instance, Target, we shop at Target all the time. And like a dummy, I was like, of course, I need to get the Target debit card because then I save 5%. 5% consistently over time every year, it starts to really add up. And that's just money that you can powerfully direct other ways. So you can definitely win with your budget, with inconsistent income, with seasonal income. I know it is a fact because I do it all the time. So I'm right there with you. I hope some of these tips have helped you. And if anything, maybe they've just turned a little light bulb in your head and jogged your thinking about one thing. Just take one thing, one small step today that you can change. Hey, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Remember to subscribe to the podcast. It's absolutely free, and you'll make sure you never miss an episode of Millennial Money. You can also listen to all our episodes on Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher, and Pandora.